WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
The whistleblower who sparked a broad investigation into widespread sexual misconduct among Chicago lifeguards is speaking out for the first time. The young woman tells WBEZ she's deeply disappointed in how Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Park District leadership are handling the scandal. A WBEZ investigation has documented allegations of pervasive sexual harassment, abuse, and assault going back decades. Investigative reporter Dan Mihalopoulos spoke with the whistleblower. He joins us now. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Mary.
So what can we say about this whistleblower and how this investigation got started?
The young woman is 19 years old, and she did not want to go on the air. She would only speak anonymously to us because she fears retribution from abusive coworkers. But I can tell you that she was a lifeguard for a couple summers, and she wrote a lengthy complaint alleging, quote, extreme abuse at Oak Street Beach, to Park District CEO Michael Kelly last year. Now, eventually that led to the Park District's internal watchdog starting an investigation that's found widespread sexual misconduct, including the attempted rape of an underage girl. And this investigation by the Inspector General has dragged on now for more than a year until we first reported on it in April.
As you mentioned, this internal investigation has gone on for nearly 17 months. What did the whistleblower have to say about how this is being handled?
She is not happy. She feels she was not taken seriously by Mike Kelly and that this is not being dealt with adequately by Mayor Lori Lightfoot either, that they're not protecting their young employees at the city's beaches and pools. The young woman told me she felt it was brushed under the rug from the beginning. Mike Kelly responded to her complaint and promised immediately that he would forward it to the Inspector General for the Park District. But then Mike Kelly sat on it for nearly 6 weeks, and he only sent her complaint along to the Inspector General after Mayor Lori Lightfoot's office received a second complaint from another female lifeguard who alleged even more egregious sexual misconduct. And our first whistleblower heard from Kelly again after we broke the story of the investigation in April. She says Kelly called her and told her to, quote, keep him in the loop, and that he felt someone was breathing down his neck.
Dan, since we first reported this, you've heard from a lot of former Chicago lifeguards over the past few months, and they've described abuse and harassment going back decades. What did this whistleblower say about how her time as a lifeguard has affected her?
Well, she told me that there's a, quote, constant abusive environment at Oak Street Beach. She says she was physically assaulted by a supervisor, called profane and misogynistic names constantly, and punished at work for refusing to drink alcohol and use drugs with coworkers who were doing that on the job. She says she was also told she was anorexic and she should just commit suicide. And she told me this left her with PTSD and a general fear of men, but that now she's studying to work with survivors of sexual exploitation and getting therapy to cope with the fallout of having worked there.
And what do Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the Park District have to say? They've gotten a lot of criticism about how they're handling all this.
Yeah, for months, the Park District has refused to answer pretty much all of our questions about this. But the park CEO, Michael Kelly, did finally surface last week to give a series of TV interviews. Here he is defending himself on ABC 7 Chicago.
Do I think I took the right course of action? Yes, I do. Would I have done it again? In hindsight, maybe I would have went to the Inspector General that day.
And we contacted Kelly again yesterday to ask him about what the whistleblower told us. His office sent us a statement last night that did not directly respond to the young woman, but he said he's committed to rooting out the problem. And he said he had not tried to impede the probe, that he's tried to help the investigation. Mayor Lightfoot's spokeswoman did not call us back.
Okay. Dan Mihalopoulos is an investigative reporter for WBEZ. Thanks for calling in this morning, Dan. If you have a story that you want to share confidentially, you can email investigations@wbez.org.